My guest today, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. Don, a crazy day in the markets here, as you said before we hit the record button. Grains mostly lower, I think, if not entirely, almost there. Starting with the grains here, yeah, what had them trading mostly in the red to close out the week?
You know, I think part of it is we've spent a lot of time here trying to build some risk premium into the market for the upcoming next week at the APEC meeting in South Korea, President Trump and President Xi meeting sometime at the end of the week here next week. And so I think there was optimism built into the market that maybe we see something come out of that as far as some kind of an agreement. There was rumors at the end of the week that China had bought some soybeans from the U.S. We doubt it, just as a good faith purchase. But I think the reality of the market is we went up to some very tough technical resistance areas. For example, in January, soybeans, the 1060, 1070 has been a tough area. Same thing on December corn, 425 to this 430. So I think what we really did, led by the soybean meal that's been up 10 days in a row, we went at some resistance areas, and we just kind of stalled out. We still have a harvest going on in corn, winding down on beans. We're seeing a few more sales on soybeans than corn. The other thing that is kind of stalled us a little bit at the end of the week is it's a planting weekend again in Brazil. They're about 30% done, and no real crop issues in Brazil or Argentina or Paraguay, where in a La Nina year, supposed to be warmer and drier than normal, chances of a drought. Nothing on the radar. South America looks like a good harvesting into the season in the U.S.
Okay, let me turn my mic on there. Okay, and yeah, and I can't remember when's the last time we had such a bad week in the cattle markets here. Normally we get like a limit down day and maybe that's it, but it seems like we had multiple limit down days in at least the feeders this week, but they're down sharply. What's going on there?
Yeah, I think when you look at the meat market in general, it was led to the upside by the cattle, feeder cattle, and to the downside by the feeder cattle and fat cattle. And I think if you look at this market, we always say that the feeders are the leaders. Certainly were going limit down for 2 days here and really pressed the market. The I think the dominant issue was the fact that, you know, there's real concern with some of the comments that President Trump made about beef being too high, put the consumer on alert that the demand side of the market may be a little bit shaky here. Then talking about bringing in Argentine beef, then we traded cash cattle here on Friday, a full range, some trades in parts at 232, others as 238, but we go off down the limit in the cattle, feeder cattle in most of the months, and now we've got the discount futures to the cash, so we will see. But when you back away from this market, it's very similar to the last time we had our cycle top in cattle, 2014. We topped out October 31st of 2014. We were talking tight supplies fourth quarter, tight supplies first quarter of 2015. Very similar to what we're saying now. But in 2015, at the top of the cattle cycle, we dropped 30% going into the end of the year. So that's a concern, I think. We often price in the tightest number in cattle into the market, and then by that time we're there, we're going lower. So hopefully that's not the case, but history sometimes repeats itself. Hog market held together a little bit better at the end of the week. Discounts just too big in the markets.
All right. Appreciate it, Don. Thanks for doing this. Have a good weekend, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
That was U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.